Avatar Fan Fiction, To Be Who You Are, by Jerithai. Disclaimer: Avatar, its characters, and all creative rights and copyrights belong to James Cameron and 20th Century Fox. The author of this fan fiction work does not profit from it in any way. Neytiri was enjoying a walk around the base of New Home Tree. The birth of her first child was only a month or so away. She still made her rounds as Sahik every day, though. It made her feel useful. Many Omatakaya greeted her as she passed, and she paused to chat with several of her fellow clansmen. She was almost to the archery ground when she came upon a familiar face. Nathan, the boy whom she'd consoled over the loss of his parents, was sitting on a large rock with a bow and arrow in his hands. He was looking at the weapon as though he'd just discovered it to be a poisonous creature. The expression roused Neytiri's curiosity enough that she hailed him. "Kaltsi, Nathan." The boy jumped in startled surprise, then recognized his visitor. "Neytiri!" He hastily got up and gestured solicitously to the rock. "Please, sit down." Jake's mate sighed internally. It seemed like everyone in the clan was anxious for her after the incident during the Tatoot ship's visit. She was still embarrassed over the whole thing. Today, though, she was feeling a bit tired, and it made as good an excuse as any to sit with her young friend. "Ireo, I will be very happy when my child is born and I can carry it in my arms, or let Jake carry it." The mother-to-be settled down comfortably on the sun-warmed stone with a sigh. "I noticed that you had an odd expression on your face a few moments ago. Is something wrong?" The young man made himself comfortable on the ground at her feet. "Tekin took me out into the jungle yesterday. We practiced stalking. He brought me to a Yerrik herd in 7th Area." Nathan smiled. "There were several new young ones. They were constantly hopping, having fun just jumping around. It made me happy to watch them."
"And this makes you feel bad today?" the Sahik inquired.
The young man displayed the bow and arrow he held. "Until today, shooting my bow made me very happy, too. Tekin says I can shoot very well." Neytiri hid a smile as the boy's voice took on just a bit of a boasting tone. "I can hit the hand target," he held his hand sideways to indicate the size of the object, "4 times out of 8 already. Sinta is the next best shooter in my group, and she has only hit it 2 times out of 8.
"That is very good indeed," Jake's mate said encouragingly.
Nathan's voice got even more animated. "Tekin says that when I can hit the hand target 7 out of 8 times for 8 days in a row, he will speak to Relai about having a new bow made just for me." Neytiri smiled at the youngster's odd enthusiasm at the prospect of such a treasure. "That would be wonderful." He looked down at the weapon he held, and his face fell. "This morning I went out to practice shooting as usual, and I realized that the reason I am learning to shoot is so that I can kill the Yerrik." He gave the bow the same kind of distasteful glance that had drawn Neytiri's attention, then looked up at Jake's mate with a plea in his face. "Sahik, the Yerrik were so happy, how could I kill them? I do not want to kill them." He dropped the bow in the grass. Moat's daughter surprised the fledgling hunter by saying, "That is a good thing." The boy was startled. "It is? How?" Neytiri's voice took on her teaching tone. "What is Awa's most sacred rule?" "Never to kill unless it is necessary to preserve life," he answered promptly. "Very good. So your head knows not to kill, and your heart does not want to kill. So no creature will die by your hand unless it is an accident," she stated. The boy nodded a bit warily, and the Sahik asked, "Now, what other creatures kill and eat Yerrik besides the Na'vi?" Nathan gave her a look as if she was asking a trick question. "Turuk, Palulukan, Ikran, and Nantang will all eat Yerrik if they can catch it." "So it would seem to be Awa's will that one purpose of the Yerrik is for it to provide food for other creatures, yes?" she queried. The boy was startled. "I never thought of it that way before." Neytiri commented in a reflective tone, "I have seen Palulukan and Nantang hunt Yerrik. They chase it down until they catch it.
The Yerrick is always very frightened as it tries to run away. It usually takes Pululukan and Nentang a little bit of time to kill their prey. The Yerrick is often in great pain for a little while before it dies. The boy winced, but both of them knew that it was simply the way things happened. The Sahik continued, "Now, think of this. The Na'vi are very grateful to the Yerrick for the food it provides. If you ask Ate, she will tell you that she can feed 40 or more Omanakaya with one Yerrick, and that does not include the leather that we get from it or the bones and sinews that we use to make tools with." Nathan's eyes got a bit wider. "The Yerrick is more important than I had thought, isn't it?" Neytiri smiled at her young friend. "Truly, it is. And to show that we respect it, that we are grateful for what it gives us, we do our best to make sure that it experiences as little pain and fear as possible when it is time for the Yerrick to fulfill the purpose that Ewa has given it. A Na'vi will not shoot a Yerrick unless he is sure that he can kill it instantly with a single shot. So the reason we practice is not just to kill it, but to give it an easier, faster death than Pululukan and Nentang would," the boy mused. "Yes," she affirmed. "That is how we thank it for the great gift that it gives us." Her eyes warmed as the young hunter looked at her in wonder. "It may well be that those young Yerrick knew that you were there, and they were happy because they know that when Ewa decides that it is time for them to give their gift to you, they know that they will not have to suffer pain and fear, because you would not permit it to be otherwise." Nathan's eyes went round with wonder, and Neytiri concluded, "If your bow gives you joy, then follow it. Joy is Ewa's way of telling you that you are following the path that she has laid out for you. If you are unsure of what she wants of you, remember always to follow your happiness, because that is what she intends for all her children. To do otherwise would make you become someone who you are not." The young man reached down and slowly picked up his bow as if he was seeing it for the first time. A look of determination came over his face as he gripped the weapon properly. "I must go practice some more," he said as he got up. "I will not hunt until I can hit the target every single time. I will make sure that the Yerrick is right, that when Ewa calls at home, it will have the easiest journey possible. Thank you, Neytiri." "You are very welcome, my friend," was the Sahik's reply as she got up. "And I think that I shall journey to Ate's cook pit. All this talk of Yerrick has made me hungry."